We're learning Masechet Pesach on the Vayin Zayin of the days. Sugya is going around the Hanacha, starting from the Vayin Zayin of the Aleph, Sevru de Kuliyam at Tumat Chuyi Betzibu Reboyi Tzitzler Atzais. And there's a Machlokes Tanon, if Tumah Hutchu Betzibu, Tumat Chuyi Betzibu. And the Rashi Kaseid explains the Machlokes, Tumah Hutchu Betzibu means that there's no Issa Bechal. It's not the Pshat that there's an Issa Tumah, but the cause of bringing a carbon tzibur is more important than the Issa Tumah. So the Torah says you don't have to do the Issa Tumah if that's going to prevent you from bringing a carbon tzibur. But if you're able to bring the carbon tzibur without being able to Issa Tumah, so then you're not able to Issa Tumah. That's Tumah Hutcha B'tzibur. Tumah Hutcha B'tzibur is that there's no Issa Tumah B'chlal. When it comes to a tzibur, there's no Issa Tumah B'chlal. There's no Inyan B'chlal that's trying to make you retire because Tumah doesn't exist when dealing with a carbon tzibur. And the Gemara also says that if you hold Tumah Hutchu B'tzibur, then you don't need a tzitz to be meratza. If you hold Tumah Dechuyi B'tzibur, then you need a tzitz to be meratza. And that's what the sugya is gebayt on. If you hold that a tzitz is not meratza ala eichlim, so Mamela, how could it be that these karbanis, the chamish, the dvarim, abam, matum, ve'enichal, matumah, if tzitz is not meratza ala eichlim, if you hold three things, if you hold Tumah Dechuyi B'tzibur, so that would mean you need three tzitz. If you hold tzitz is not meratza on tumas eichel, and later it says tumas chelim and tumas eilin, it's only meratza on tumas dam. And if you hold you need the eichelim in order to be able to bring the carbon and main baser ein dam, then the mishnah wouldn't shnim. It wouldn't be shy for the chamisha dvarim to be bom a tumah vein echalim a tumah, because you need the eichelim, you need the baser, because the main baser ein dam, and that tummy. You need the tzitzi meratz and ain't tzitzi meratz ala eichlim, and the male will be a problem. That's the whole sugya, starting from Ayin Zayin Amin Aleph, going through Tayin Ches Amin Aleph. Now, Tayin on the top of Ayin Ches Amin Aleph asks a kasha, if you're going to say that you need tzitzi to be meratz in order for it to be ma'batumah, so what's the chilah between Yachid and Tzibur? What's the chilah to Yachid and Tzibur? I mean, the Rabbanan is a chilah, because the Rabbanan didn't allow you to be saimech on ritzi tzitz by a carbon yachid. By a carbon tzibur, you land the chachil to be saimech on a carbon on ritzi tzitz. But Tais is saying, midaraisa, even by a carbon yachid, you can be saimech on ritzi tzitz. So what's the chilek? Both of them, without ritzi tzitz, is kasher, is pasul, and with ritzi tzitz is kasher. So Tais says, the chilek would only be tumas aguf. By tumas aguf, there is no ritzi tzitz, and by tzibur is deicha, by yachid, it's not deicha. So good news, if you hold Tumah Dechuyehi B'tzibur, that din is not negeya then to Tumah's Dam or Tumah's Basar, which anyway you need Ritzitzitz, and anyway you have Ritzitzitz. Mimonashach, if you have Ritzitzitz, so that would work B'yachar also. And if you don't have Ritzitzitz, so it won't work B'tzibur either. It's negeya to Tumah's Gavra. Min Rabbanan is a chilek, because Rabbanan didn't want to be Seimach and Ritzitzitz by a carbon yachid, and by Tzibur Tzmut L'chadchila. But Midaraisa, the chilek is by Tumah's Gavra. Now Taisa said Af Ayin Zayin Amin Aleph to Maskud L'Ashkechan. At the end of the Taisa says Teimulimi. Now Sugya Tzmavur. If you hold Tumah Dechuyi B'tzibur, it doesn't work without Ritzitzitz. But why is that? But Tumah Gavur is also Dechuyi B'tzibur. Tumah that the Kain is Tam is also Dechuyi B'tzibur. And the Tzitz is not Meratz on Tumah Seguf. That's a Mefurish Mishnah. And Af Peyim in days. That if it's Nidma Adam, and the Evid it's kosher, but if it's Nidma Aguf, it says not Meratzen Tumah Seguf. So what's the pshat? Why is the Gemara making a hanacha that if you hold Tumah Dechuyi B'tzibur and you don't have Ritzitzitz, it won't work? But by Tumah's Gavur, there's no such thing as Ritzitzitz, and it still works. What's the chilek? Taisus vibe share with this kasha. Now, Al-Kabbalim does stay in the sugya that for the Tumah's Dam or Eichlem, if you hold Tzitz Meratz Ala Eichlem, or the Chalev, if you hold Tzitz Meratz Ala Eilen, what's the gain to the kashrus of the carbon? There, you don't say Tumah Dechuyi B'tzibur without Ritzitzitz. Now, Shein Kein for Tumah's Gavra, there's no Ritzitzitz, and you say Tumah Dechuyi B'tzibur, and Tais doesn't understand why. So, Gemal the Gitaritz from Rabbi Chanan, he writes it earlier on the Flamed Dalan in the days, it's Ois Kuv Samach and the Kavit Shur, and the Baron Kotler was also Mechavin, he writes in Mishas the Baron and say the Kachim Sugis, Simon Zion Ois Aleph, that there's two dinim in Tumah. Tumah is a psul, and Tumah is an iser. When a carbon is tumah, it's a pasul of carbon. It doesn't work. You're not yetzi achi of carbon because of the psul tumah. When is also an isatim makir b'tuma. And who would then, when the gavra, when the kayin is tummy, there's a psul. If a kayin tummy is eved aveda, without the din of tuma, utchem b'tzibis tam, a kayin tummy is eved aveda. So mel aveda is mechul. The aveda doesn't work. Mashen kain. I mean, it doesn't work. The aveda doesn't work. And also, there's another thing. There's an issur for tummy to be eved. There's an issur lav. He's not going to be in the base of Mikdash. He's not going to be eved aveda. Razaka B'chanan and Rabbeinu, there's a chilik between the two, between Tuma, when the carbon is Tame, when the Gavr is Tame. When the carbon is Tame, the Yisayin Adav of the Tuma is a dim soul. The starting point is that Tuma is a psul, when the carbon is psul, when the Dam is Tame, when the Basar is Tame, when the Chelev is Tame, it passes the carbon. And then there's an issur. You're not allowed to be makir something which is tameh, just like you're not allowed to eat something which is tameh, but that's because it's nifsa. The first start is that it's nifsa. The sight of the din is a dim soul. From the dim soul is nimshach an issur. Mashenki in Tumas Gavra, the sight of the din of Tumas Gavra is an issur. A tameh is not allowed to go into the Azara. A tameh is not allowed to do Aveda. There's an issur. There's an issur for a tameh. And that is a cause of soul. When the bus is tameh, the yisaidus is a soul. There's an issa to be makrif soul among the mizbech, but tumah be yisaidus a soul. The issa nemtzich from the soul. When the gav is tameh, forget. The gav is tameh, the pshadis is an issa. There's an issa for a tameh to be makrif from the issa nemtzich the soul. So the din of tumah dechuyi betzibur is said on isur. Tairi says, you have an issa, but a carbon tzibur is such an important thing. We're going to suspend the Yisurim. We're going to say that you don't have to. It's like you're being Baicharab and Miyuta. I say, Pekuach Nefesh is Nidcha, Shabbos. The Pshad is, it's Chol Shabbos. The Nevart is, saving a life is more important than keeping Shabbos Kain, Kavyachal. That's what the Torah is telling you. So bringing the carbon Sivur is more important than keeping the laws of Tumah. So there's a Heter. Mashayin Kain, if there's a Psul Tumah, so then, Tumah Hutcha B'tziva doesn't talk to that. If it's possible, it's possible. Tumah Hutcha B'tziva means it's B'chal Natame. Tumah Hutcha B'tziva means Tumah doesn't exist when it comes to a carbon tziva. Then it would even be Masalak the Psul. Tumah Hutcha B'tziva is a pshat, it's like it's Tohar. So that would work for the Psul as well. That's why you don't need Mitzitzitz. Tumah Hutcha B'tziva means it's Masalak the Isser. But it can't be Masalak the Psul. So in Mela, Tumah's Dam or Tumah's Basar, the Tumah of the carbon, which be said is Absul, Tumah Hutcha B'tziva doesn't talk to it. The only way you can get around it is on Tzitz, Ritzit, Tzitz. The Tzitz is Meratz on the Absul, the Tzitz makes it, that you don't have the Absul. But Tumah's Gavin, you say is the Isser. Once the Isser is Nidcha, in order to mark up the carbon, see, but in Mela there's no Absul. That's Rabbi Chanan and Rabbi Aaron's Pshat to answer Taisus Kashem, that by Tumah's Gavin, you don't need Ritzit, Tzitz. It works tamazay, you don't need mitzitzitz, because you don't have an issur. The issur is nita memeil, there's no psul. Mashenkin tumas basar, or tumas dam, the tumah of the carbon, which be said is a psul, there, tumah utcha b'tziva can't work, because that's only matter of the issur, it doesn't take away the psul, you need the din of mitzitzitz. Now, Taisus and Menachas and Enuma have a different malach now with Taisus. Taisus and Menachas, after Zvavim and Aleph, he says the following. He says, "V'ha'adam be'ketzit zaylan d'lamandiyam etumah d'chuyah bo'i tzitzlu ritzuyin, haynu l'tumah basar." That that it says in ketzit zaylan that mandiyam etumah d'chuyah need a tzitzli matzitz for tumah basar the mahani tzitz. Avo tumah seguf the loy mahani tzitz afilu b'loy tzitz. Tzitz is not miratz on tumah seguf, but that that you need ritzli tzitz is tumah basar which it helps the tzitz. So mela, that's why. You need mitzitzitz, but tumas aguf, which doesn't help the tzitz, so that works even without a tzitz. So Tais is answering our Tais's kasha, and he's saying like this, the reason why you need a tzitz to miratz is because you can have a tzitz. If you can have a tzitz, then you need it. Mashayk and tumas gavr, which you can't have the tzitz, so then you don't need a tzitz. Now, chayr it's a plia, because if that's so what was the Gemara's kasha if you hold ain't tzitz miratz ala ichlim, and you hold tumah d'chuyah b'tziva, and you need a tzitz to be miratz, so it shouldn't work. But Eichon also is something which it's can't be Meratza. So just like by Tumas Gavra we say, since it can't be Meratza, maybe you don't need it, so why don't we say the same thing by Tumas Eichon? I think of Bitzal Rendishberg on the side, who's Mitzayim the Taisus and Menachas, and he writes with Tzarech Iyin V'deik, the Chayim means it's Kasha. that our Tais is asking good. By Tumas Gavra, since you can't have Ritzitzitz, you don't need Ritzitzitz. So why don't you say the same thing by Tumas Eichlin? But that's what Tais of Menachem says. That by Tumas Gavra, since there is no such thing, Ritzitzitz doesn't work, mainly you don't need Ritzitzitz. But we have this Kasha. See, the emphasis Tais and Yuma says like Tais of Menachem, he's matched a little bit more. Tais and Yuma have Zion in the days. The other Gemara brings that whole Zach of Atari that we have here in Amman Aleph, that Rabbi Shimon says that the tzitz works, the tzitz is meratz even if it's not on the forehead of the Kohen Gadol. And Amida says no, it has to be on the forehead of the Kohen Gadol in order to work. So Rabbi Shimon says, Kohen Gadol be'am mikipurim michiach, that it's not on mitzvah and it's meratz. And Amida says no, hanachem mikipurim shetum hutche b'tzivur, that by avayda tzivur, you don't need mitzvah tzitz, because tum hutche b'tzivur. And the Gemara says, so Isaac of Shimon holds tum hutche b'tzivur, because since Rabbi Shimon wanted to bring life in Kohen Gadol be'am mikipurim, so Taisus says Tumad Chuyi B'tzibur. So Taisus asks the Kasha. Taisus asks the Kasha, what's Reb Shimon's Raya from Kohen Gadol B'Yom Kippur? Maybe there's a halacha like this, even though Tumad Chuyi B'tzibur, but the only time you need Ritzitzitz is when you could have Ritzitzitz, just like Tumas Gavra. That's what Taisus and Yuma asks the Kasha. See, Tumas Gavra works Ritzitzitz, even though there is no Ritzitzitz by Gavra, Taisus forget, because since you can't have Ritzitzitz, so Mela works without Ritzitzitz. So say the same thing about Kohen Gadol B'Yom Kippurim. Since you can't have Ritzitzitz, it can work without Ritzitzitz. So Taisa says an interesting teretz. He says, Avada the Karum B'Kasher, because the tzitzit is not Shaykh Ritzitzitz, you don't need Ritzitzitz, but there'll be enough Kamina. What's the halacha if someone's doing a carbon tzibur and it becomes tummy as he's doing it, before he finishes it? So if you're all tumma hutcha b'tzibur, if you're all tumma hutcha b'tzibur, so go ahead and finish it up. If you're all tumma hutcha b'tzibur, do you say no? Say, I throw it out and get another carbon. I don't have to deal with this tummy carbon. I can get a tar carbon. What do you say no? Once you're in the middle, you started already, even though it became tummy, and even though it's tummy, but you have to finish the carbon that you have. So Taisa says, that would be nafkamin if you have ritzitzitz or not. If you have ritzitzitz, so even if you didn't finish the avayda, you can go do it. Go do the avayda. It's a tzibur. Go do the avayda. Even though by carbon yachid, you're not saying mechamitza sizzle chatchila, but a carbon tzibur, once you started it, and then it became tummy, you can finish it off. Now, shenken, if you don't have ritzitzitz, so if you're still in the middle, so if you finish, you'd be yetzah, because tumut chayyib tzibur without ritzitzitz, because it's not shaykh ritzitzitz. But if you didn't finish, so you'll throw it out and take another one, because tum is only chayyib tzibur, and memela, even though you're going to waste the carbon, it's better to bring a different carbon. So the Gvurasumi asks the same kasha, asking a Taiz and Menachas. Taiz and Yuma assumes that since you can't have Ritzitzitz, you may only need Ritzitzitz. And the whole discussion of Vidim Shimon wasn't talking about if the carbon's kasha, or anil b'kasha. The discussion was if you find the tum in the middle, so then, that both of them, you got a vadi and Ritzitzitz, because since Allah is when you find tum in the middle, you go vaita. And if it wouldn't be for Ritzitzitz, even though b'kasha, but the evad, you wouldn't go vaita, and when you didn't finish, you get another carbon. So Vedic Vura Sari, what's Tran and Taisus? And I was thinking it's Mavur. If Ainitzitz Maratzel Chilz, it won't work. You don't bring the carbon all together. Why is Taisus assuming that whenever it's not Shaykh and Tzitz, you don't need a Tzitz? So there's a Taisus in the Mikdash David. The Mikdash David in Simon Chavah Vais Aleph says that Tumah Hutcha B'Tzibur, according to this Taisus, can be Makshad Aveda itself. If the Dam is Tumah, you do Aveda with the Dam, even with every Tzitzitz, it could work. As long as you can't have Ritzitzitz. If it's impossible Ritzitzitz, can you makshe that Aveda itself? Or if the person is Tumah, and it's not Shach Ritzitzitz by a person that's Tumah, and he does Aveda, so it's makshe that Aveda he does. But if it's just from the Tnoi Aveda, like the Tumah's Basar, now a Sugya, Tumah's Basar, no one's doing Aveda with the Basar. The Basar is Tumah, and the male is a din, the main basar ain't dam. So you're not doing the Aveda with the basar. So that's it. The pasul is the carbon because it's missing the Tnoya carbon. So Tumah Hutcha B'Tzibur can't be matter such a psul. You're not doing the Aveda B'Tzibur with it. Tumah Hutcha B'Tzibur is a din and Aveda a carbon. So if you're all Tumah Hutcha B'Tzibur, then there's no such thing as Tumah when it comes to Telchus Tzibur. So the Tumah Hutcha B'Tzibur means it's tar. It doesn't matter what it is. But Tumah Hutcha B'Tzibur, even if in the case where you can't have Ritzitzitz, you don't need Ritzitzitz, but that's only in the thing you're doing the Aveda with. If the thing you're not doing the Aveda with, like the Eichlim, then that wouldn't work b'chal v'il tomat k'mitzibah, you'd always need Ritzitzitz. That's a svar. Al-Gabbana, we have Taisus here that says that by tomat k'mitzibah, you'd always need Ritzitzitz, and he has a kasha from Tumas Gavra. And we have the Achrayim's Teretz that Tumas Garbis, since the Psul comes from the Issa, and there is no Issa, that's why there's no Psul. Hashem, the Tum of the Carbon, the Issa comes from the Psul, and the Psul, no matter what, would need Ritzitzitz, it's not Shaykh for Tum of Utcha B'tzib to take off the Psul. We have the Pshat from the Teiz and Menachas, and Teiz and Yuma, that you see from Tumas Garbis, whenever it's impossible to Ritzitzitz, you need Ritzitzitz. And what's the Pshat by Kohen Gadol Be'er Mikippurim? There is not possible Ritzitzitz. The Teretz is, when it works without Ritzitzitz, so if the Avayda gets messed up in the middle, becomes tummy in the middle, so you'll stop and get another one, because Tum Tchuyi B'tzivim Hashem, if you have Ritzitzitz, you'll continue with that one. That's what Teretz says. And the Kasha Sa'akum and our Sugi were bothered by the Chemisha Dvarim Ba'am B'tumim by Chilis, not Shayach Ritzitzitz. So why does it work without Ritzitzitz? The Gvaldik Akasha, the Guru Sari has the Akasha, the Shagasari and the Sefer Guru Sari. And the Mikdash Davin answers that you can only say Tumma Hulcha B'Tzib will work with that Ritzitzitz and the thing you're doing the Aveda with it, here you're not doing the Aveda with the Eichon. Now the Rambam holds another Shita. The Rambam is very interesting. The Rambam says that by Tzibur, even Tumma's Gavram, it works Ritzitzitz. The Rambam in Hulcha's B'Yis Mikdash, Perek Dam Alach HaZayin says, V'chein Tzitz Meratzal Tumma's Dvarim HaKrevim. That means Tamazai, that sits as Maratz and Tumas Dvarim HaKrevim, even by Karbin Yachin. Aval Eina Maratz al Tumas and Echolim, Veloy al Tumas Adam. It's not Maratz al Achilles, it's Psaq and Ramam. It's also not Maratz and Tumas Adam. Elim Kenois at Chuya, Betzibush, it sits Maratz al Love. So you see clearly that the sits is Maratz and Tumas Adam by Tzibur. Same thing he says in Halachat Hezvav. He says, in the Imam Chazm al Tayyib Beis Avacher, why do we try to get Torah even from another base Av if you don't have enough Torah in this base Av? They should tumble hujah b'tzibur b'surei medes u'duchiy atem ne'adchak. Not the pshat, it's mutter, it's really aser. It says duchuyim ne'adchak, like we said, it's abeich harab b'miyutay. U'mnei zetzich etzitz l'ratzitz aleh. That's what the Rambam says. But Tumas Gavram, you need tzitz. So he's talking about Tumas Gavram, he says it works like tzitz. So what do you do with the Mishnah Napeim and Beis that says that ain't a tzitz m'ratz al Tumas aguf? According to Rambam, you have the same means biyachid. That is a kasha because the Gemara learns out, the Gemara is in Nachas Daf Kafei, that how do you know that tzitz is only meratz on the tumas karban and not on the tumas gavin? You want that dash from the pasuk. Tzitz is v'nasa iron is avoyna kachim. Avoyna kachim v'yavina makdishim. It's the avay of the kachim, the tum of the kachim, not the tum of the people who made the kachim. So you see clearly the tzitz is only when the karban's tame, not when the kayin or the bailam are tame. So the Brisker Rav, it's in Zvachim Nafka Vezu Vez, says a swear like this. When the Gemara has this Ribui, that, this Mian, I mean, that only works Avay Nekach and not Avay Nemekdishim, Pasha should learn that the whole Ritzitzitz doesn't pass Bechal by a Gavr. There was never a din said by a Gavr Ritzitzitz. Ritzitzitz doesn't work by a Gavr Be'etzim. But he says, no. You could say that Be'etzim, the same Tzitz that's Meratza and Tumma of the Mekravim is Meratza for the Gavr, but the Gavr is Muchomer. So Mel, we don't allow that to be mounted to the carbon. You see there, in Zarkam Dafka Vezu Vez, in the sheet of the Zignei Darim, that says that Tzitz is Miratza on the Tumas Balam, but only by Tumas Meis and not by Tumas Sheretz. If you're going to make a look, you see it's Shaykh Tzitz Miratza Tumas Gavra. It just doesn't work. It's not enough. Not enough. But by Tzibur, when there's a din of Tumas Chuyi B'Tzibur, so then Ritz Tzitz will work even on the Gavra. So that can be the Chilik. Because by Tumas Eichlam, if Tzitz is not Meratz al Eichlam, that means Be'etzim. There was never a din, the halacha of the Tzitz wasn't said by Eichlam Mechlal. By Hashem, that the Tzitz is not Meratz al Negavra, the halacha wasn't upshot that the halacha wasn't said by the Gavra. Zishkenug. So by Tzibur Meveil, it works by the Gavra. Now there's also a discussion in another Rambam. The Gemara here says, the Gemara is on Ein Zayin and Aleph, the machlekes Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon said, tzitz, ben sheyeshnal mitzchah, ben sheyeshnal mitzchah meratzah, divrei Rabbi Shimon, that the tzitz doesn't have to be on the forehead of the Kohen Gadol to be meratzah. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, adei al mitzchah meratzah, ein adei mitzchah, ein meratzah. If it's not on his forehead, it doesn't work. So Rabbi Shimon had a kasha, how could it be that a Kohen Gadol, Yom Kippur, when he does the aveid l'fnai l'fnim, where are you going to have the tzitz to make it that should be a tum hotchah b'tzibur? How would Tumah work there? Kain Galiyah Mekum Mechiyak Sheinah Mitzchah Meratza. Abidu says, not a problem, because Tumah Hutcha B'tzibur. So Mel, I don't need the Tzitz to be Meratza. So it sounds like from the Gemara, that you have a choice. Either you could hold the Tzitz is Meratza, Bein Al Mitzchah, Bein Sheinah Mitzchah, and then you could hold that Tumah Duchuyah B'tzibur. But if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, Ideal Mitzvah Meratzah, Ein Meratzah, there has to be a Mitzvah, and you're going to have a Kasha Fim and Kippur, the only Teretz is Tumut Shubit Zibur. But the Rambam, and Elchaz Bias Mikdash Perek Dal Lacha Dezvav, he passes Tumut Dechuyah Bitzibur, and Perek Dal Lacha Ches, the same Perek, he passes the Tzitzis Meratzah, only if it's on the Mitzvah of the Kayin Gadol. So the Mepharshim ask, if you hold that you need Ritzit Tzitz for Tumut Chubit Zibur, and you hold that it's only if it's on Mesach Kayin Gadol, you can back with the question, Kayin Gadol B'yom Kippurim Yechiyach. So the Kasa Mishnah brings the Marie Kurkus, it says that it's not such a Mukhruch Tika Kasha. The Rabbi Yehuda said, Hanach Yom Kippurim Yishat Tumut Chubit Zibur, the Rav Kalim Hill, that's what he held. But really, you can answer the Kasha, even if you hold Tumut Chubit Zibur. So a lot of Achrayim speak about it, because it gets into the question of Hesach Hadas by Tefillin, it gets into that sugi. But Ashar Kesai is Simon Laman Ches. He says, I don't understand if Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon thinks it's a good kasha, how could the Rambam thinks it's not mukhrich? But the Ashar Kesai didn't have the Mikurkus inside. Mikurkus explains himself that the Shita of Rambam is that, like Tesis says in Menachos and in Yuma, that any time Ritzit Sitz is not possible, then it will work without Ritzit Sitz. Now, Tesis here asks the Kasha, why Taka doesn't work the way like Beitumas Gavri? He doesn't have an answer. And Tesis and Yuma says the Teretz, that the Binaf Yamina, that if it's Nidman B'yadai, with Ritzitzitz, you'd be able to just finish up, and without Ritzitzitz, you'd have to take another one, like we discussed. But the Rambam holds, says the Mikurkis, that you always have to take another one. Tumut Kabitzib, even with Ritzitzitz, if it's Tami in your hands, you'd have to go get another carbon if possible. You wouldn't be able to finish up this one. So what is the nafkimina if it has ritzitzitz or not? He says the whole nafkimina would be, if you have ritzitzitz, then you didn't do an avera. It's not sure you did an avera, like Bechira's Rabbi Miyutai, that you had to do because of the cause of Tumah Jibitzibur. Like he says, you need kapara. Very interesting, Marie Kirkus. He says, just like you find someone who has a dream on Shabbos, which bad dream, which pretends a bad thing, and he has to be misana. So he's misana on Shabbos, a tainus chalayim, and there's misana, a tainus, for being misana on Shabbos. Gemara and Brachas, Nefam, and Beis, and Beis. So the same idea, if it becomes Tameh, you have had to do that Avodah B'tzibur and the Tumah, but you did something wrong. But with Ritzitzitz, it's called you didn't do anything wrong. Reb Shimon's question is that he was assuming that in Yom Kippur, there's nothing wrong with what you did. It must be because of Ritzitzitz. And if you'd have told him, you're right, there's nothing wrong. But not because of Ritzitzitz, but because of Tumah Jibitzibur. So it's as if it was Tar. But Lamaisa, you could say that neither of them held it was mukhrich. Could be any chanami. Yitaka did something wrong, but the pshat is that the works tumut chuyah b'tzibu when you don't have a tzitz could work with the evidence without ritzitzitz. And by Yom Kippur, you just won't have ritzitzitz. It'll be nitchum ne'avedis etzibu. That's be'erich what the Meir Kurkus says. He doesn't go into the question about tzitz meratz al achilas of the Gemara, but that's how he's learning in the Rambam. But that's just what the Rambam is saying, that you can have the Rambam paskins, you need the tzitz al mitzvah, and the Rambam also paskins that tumah d'chuyah b'tzibur, and apparently that won't affect the problem of tumah d'chuyah b'tzibur not working on Yom Kippur. A lot of achreinim, it's Amudei Arsim and Beis, the Arsus Achayim, Simin d'ches, and they both got into the discussion with Hesach Hadas by Tefillin, like I said. The Mikdash Tava talks about it, Stam, in the din of tumah d'chuyah b'tzibur and Simin Chavav. But they say like this, they say, how's it shy for any tumah to happen to shtey l'avodah Hashem v'kippurim? What could become tumah? The k'tayris is not a food. So there is a din that chibas ha-kaydish can make a tumah, but that's the rabbanan. And the dam, the din is that mashke beimet b'chayim is tar. So what could possibly become tumah? So they say this shtikl tar, that it's from the tzlach earlier in the sugya of Chinas Kanakainim, that the Rambam goes with the Yisayin, that which the Gemara seemed to say as a Han, and the Rambam holds that way, we spoke about it way back then, that Mashke Beimet Bechaya, the Tumas Mashke really is Tamei Midarai, so it just can't be Matamei Achayim, but Mashke Beimet Bechaya is L'Ochel Meish Misina that's Tar. That's how the Rambam holds. So the Tzlach Shtickle is that if your whole Tumas Mashke is only Tamei Tumas Atzman, and you have a halacha meishim sina mashke basement b'chayim, so that says it's not tamei at all. But who the nebshimin that both hold that tumas mashkin is matamei achayim midaraisa, so they hold that the halacha meishim sina mashke basement b'chayim is dachan is only that doesn't have tumla tamas achayim, but they themselves are tamei. So Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, they both could have a Kayin Gadol having a problem of Tum and Yom Kippurim, because they hold the Dam could become Tameh. They hold the Mashke Beimit Bechaya is only Dacha Mil Tameh Acherim, but it has Tumas Atzmai, that's the Halacha Meshim Yisinai. But the Rambam who paskins that Mashkin, Tumas Mashkin, Latame Acherim is the Rabbanan, and Midaraisa, the whole Tum of Mashkin is Tumas Atzman, and you have Halacha Meshim Yisinai, Mashke Beimit Bechaya, Samael doesn't have any Tumah. So Mel Lashita Sarambam, there's no kasher. Bidim Shimon themselves had the kasher because they hold Dam could become Tameh. But according to the Shita Sarambam, Dam can't become Tameh, and Ktaris can't become Tameh. So Mel, there is no Tumah that you would need Ritzi Tzitzvah. So the Stipler brings this down, it's in Sanhedrin Simon Tess, and he says, well, what about the Amirim? The Amirim could become Tameh. We hold like Rabbi Yeshua that if the carbon becomes tummy, it can't be Zarek the Dam. So what if the Amrim become tummy? Wouldn't you need the Tzitzim Ratzah on that? So he says, it's not a problem because the only time you don't have the Tzitz is when you're doing the Avedis Adam. So let's say the Amrim become tummy, we're going to be able to put on a Tzitz to be makti those Amrim. So Mela, since then you'll have Ritzi Tzitz, so Mela, it wouldn't be a problem of the name Basar Ein Dam, or Ein Chelev Ein Dam. But there's one more kasha that the Mudear and the Stipler talk about, that like we said, the Rambam himself holds that the Tzitz works on Tumas Gavri. So that should take away the Teretz. The Teretz is that Rabbi Yehuda and Shimon hold it could be Tumas Dam, so Meli would need Ritzi Tzitz. But the Rambam holds it can't be Tumas Dam, it's not Nigeya Ritzi Tzitz, it's Nigeya if the Kohen Gadol becomes Tamei. So Bishleim, according to Taisis, that there's no din ritzit tzitz betumas gavri is very good, but the Rambam Shitasa heals there is a din ritzit tzitz betumas gavri. So it should be a kasha on tumas gavri. So I mean, they are, and the Stipler, Amarech, to answer the kasha, explaining why you don't need the ritzit tzitz when the Kohen Gadol becomes tamei, then kanaid makam laharech.